But while restudying this work, especially the final movement, I found more answers than I'd expected, as we always do when we return to the study of a great work. And the most startling answer, the most important one, because it illuminates our whole century from then to now, is this, that ours is the century of death and Mahler is its musical prophet. I want to talk to you about that answer, without the piano, without visual aids, and on a somewhat different level of discourse from the one we've been following, because this Ninth Symphony offers us a great semantic expansion, an infinitely broader interpretation of what we've been calling the 20th century crisis. Why is our century so uniquely death-ridden? Couldn't we say this of other centuries as well? What of the 19th century, so poetically preoccupied with death, whether as late as Wagner's Liebestod or as early as Keats' Nightingale? I have been half in love with easeful death, called him soft names in many a mused rhyme. Yes, true, poetically, symbolically true. And haven't all centuries, all human histories, been a long record of the struggle to survive, to deal with the problem of mortality? Again, yes. But never before has mankind been confronted by the problem of surviving global death, total death, the extinction of the whole race. And Mahler was not alone in his vision. There have been other great prophets of our struggle. Freud, Einstein, and Marx have also prophesied, as have Spengler and Wittgenstein, even Malthus and Rachel Carson. All latter-day Isaiahs and St. John's, all preaching the same sermon in different terms, mend your ways, the apocalypse is at hand. Rilke said it too. Du musst dein Leben ändern.